Mage Strike. The Enslaved Chronicles, Book 2. Written by R.K. Thorne. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. Assembly.
It's going to be fine. I'm sure everyone will listen to reason, Alvin said.
He and Miara had crested the ridge, and the long, narrow bridge to Estune stretched out before them. That expanse of stone was all that stood between them and his home. If only he could be sure it would be a cheerful homecoming. He'd practiced confessing he was a mage and tried to figure the chances of being exiled on the spot, but had given up without drawing any conclusions. The only thing he knew for sure was that no one would want to hear his news.
Are you trying to convince me or yourself?
She gave him a crooked smile.
You know me too well.
You know people rarely listen to reason.
Alvin hung his head as they rode forward, knowing it was true. He owed his people the details of their journey and all that had transpired. Everything they thought about mages needed to change, lest they face war woefully underprepared. Knowing he needed to tell them this didn't stop him from dreading it, however. If reason doesn't work, there's always appealing to their hearts, or bribery, or threats, she said. He snorted. That seems to work well for King Demekin. Alvin shook his head at the Kavanarian king. Of course, neither of them wanted to mimic that fool's methods.
You also have a veteran kidnapper on your side now, she continued. That has to count for something.
You're joking, right? To help me relax?
They'd taken an extra day as he'd tried to gather his thoughts. They could have flown back, had it been urgent. Instead, they'd lingered as long as he'd dared. She smiled mischievously, eyes intent on the bridge before them.
Right.
Don't forget your ability to set them on fire or strike them with lightning. If they won't listen to anything else, maybe that will get through to them.
I can't even do that yet, he laughed.
They don't know that.
She flashed a broader grin and then returned her eyes to the approaching fortress. The pale stone bridge crossed a deep valley and offered a promenade wide enough for two wagons to pass side by side, a marvel of construction. Estune itself sat pewter gray and regal on the side of the mountain. Towers flew the same midnight and steel flags as the watchtowers they'd passed, the symbol of sword and shield adorning each. Eyes from those heights tracked their approach. He hoped he was recognizable enough to avoid any arrows knocked in his direction. Miara had sent word ahead via a bird and a scroll that Alvin had penned, sharing the news that they'd escaped and were returning. These tower guards should be expecting them. The great oak doors stood open, splitting the wooden inlay of a roaring bear, another of Akaria's royal symbols. Through the gatehouse and its three portcullises, the courtyard and stables lay beyond, its cobblestones as welcoming as flat gray stones could be. His mother swept into the courtyard and spotted them. She waved, the wind snapping the sapphire blue fabric of her gown. The weak winter sun sank toward the tops of the peaks. Midday had passed, but dinner was not yet near. Alvin and Miara dismounted and handed off their horses to a stable girl. His mother attacked him with a fierce hug before he could even take a step into Estune.
It's good to see you again, too, he murmured in her ear. Think everyone will be happy to see me?
She pulled away, pressing her lips together in annoyance. Your father asked the assembly members to meet here when we received your missive. Lord Alucard has just arrived, even though he came the shortest distance, mind you. He's causing trouble already.
No rest for the weary, eh?
Apparently, but no matter. His mother turned toward Miara now. I believe we haven't yet been formally introduced. Miara had been hovering behind his shoulder, and now she blushed. Huh, that wasn't an expression he'd seen before. He stepped aside so the two could face each other.
Mother, Miara Florin. Miara, Elise Lanakin, Queen of Akaria.
The two exchanged slight bows, Miara's appropriately deeper than his mother's.
It is good to actually meet you, his mother said.
The awkwardness in the air around them was far greater than Alvin had expected. Perhaps it was odd to have only met someone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?